Where'd my energy go, Allison?
I don't know, but I'm tired of that song.
Are you beat?
So, can you not do that song anymore?
You don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear the voice of our generation. As so called by Will Papagiorgio.
No, he didn't say that.
He did. Stop making me look like a liar on air. Live in front of our viewers.
Yeah. Well, yes. Good old What's-His-Face said it about himself. He said he was the songbird of this generation.
Glad you picked up on that one. Glad you caught that reference. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. She's Allison Frank. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. There's apparently a party, a pizza party next door.
Oh, wow.
We're recording in the lovely digs over at Fairfax County Public Access.
Yeah.
Because who would pay to put this on air?
Yeah.
But you can get us live every Monday night at 11 p.m. Is there a more cherry time slot?
No, never.
I mean, not really. I mean, that's really how Seinfeld took off.
Where everyone's quicker picker-upper on a Monday.
Yeah. When you've got a case of the Mondays.
Originally, he was on Thursdays at 9. He's like, how is this ever going to work?
Right.
They move him to Mondays, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
That's how you
Golden.
Now know Newman.
Golden.
Yes. Set for life.
Yep, that's us.
I think my girlfriend's watching live, too.
Oh, is she?
I sent her the link. I said that in a really sinister way, like... She's watching, so
that's all right.
I can't say what I'd wanted to say.
Oh my.
No, I was going to do was sing her praises.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Because
I dropped the pen. That's why. Like I have a little feeble MS hand thing going.
Like your friend's girlfriend.
Who, what?
With the T-Rex arm that's paralyzed.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about Rich's...
Why did you say that? I wasn't going to say
well,
a name.
Well, between the two of us, we gave away everything.
No, we didn't.
We might as well read his SSN on the air.
We did not.
Yeah, someone anonymously might be with a chick who has a little paralyzed baby. Now, is the arm normal sized or is it like baby sized and paralyzed?
I didn't see. You're the one that told me.
Because I picture it looking like a club foot, but a hand. You know what I mean? Just like an elbow. Like one of those deals where it's an elbow and then just
I
one,
just pictured,
two, three, four, five.
I
little.
Just pictured like an arm that goes to the elbow, but it has like a couple digits on it. Like a claw or something.
Oh, you're going
or
with like
a nubbin. Or
a
like
thalidomide
a,
baby.
Like a dog who's had his tail docked.
Oh, no. I'm just seeing elbow, and then it looks like five pink kernels of corn. But with little baby nails on them. And she needs to use a baby nail clipper. Like something you'd use on an infant.
I'd be taking that to the salon every time. Leave the other ones
what,
alone.
What, get a wig fitted for it? Like Senor Wences?
They'd be like, do you need your nails done? I'll be like, no, but my elbow does. Oh, gosh.
And they'd be in their horrible guttural native tongue like, why you not just get them cut off?
Because I need my nails did.
Vietnamese, the language of love, really.
Yeah. I actually went with someone who spoke Vietnamese once and he could tell them all.
Not sexually. You're a total bigot about that.
Meaning I don't go with anyone.
Uh-huh. Well, no, just white. Just white. That's all you get with.
You don't even know.
Sorry, black listeners of the show who carry a torch for Allison.
I like
incredibly
black men.
Incredibly bigoted. Yes, serving you. Bringing you cool drinks on a hot day. Fanning you.
People think I'm black myself. How could I be prejudiced?
Why? Because you didn't have a job?
Because my skin's so dark and my teeth are so white.
I hate when people say that. I remember Rich Voss, a veteran of Opie and
Anthony.
How
many people think I'm Polish or Danish? Never comes out of someone's
mouth. No one thinks you're black either. We think you're like El Salvadoran or a gypsy. We're like, I don't know what she is, but she should be cleaning.
Which I hate to do.
She needs to be in some sort of service industry.
That's right.
Oh, no one goodness. Thinks you're black, though. You have straight hair.
But I didn't when I was
Maybe
a kid.
Maybe you're high yaller. I'll give you that.
When I was a kid, I had an afro.
Really?
For real.
Mm. Really? You looked like Juan Epstein.
I did.
I want baby pictures, then. I want one to use as the photograph for this episode on the site.
All right. We'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. I'll see what
I'll know if you send me some sort of sweat hog photo. I know my horse shack. I know my Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Oh, goodness.
I'll know something's afoot.
All right, darling.
Getting back to singing the girlfriend's praises.
Yeah.
I've realized at least my girl.
Yeah.
I don't know about every girl.
Right.
They are amazing for coming up with things and planning vacations.
They are. That was never my strong suit.
Okay, so she's just good at it.
I think a lot of women are. They like the planning and the thing. But it has to go along with shopping. Women who like to shop. And
she doesn't shop.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't mind paying the money. I just want someone else to do it. You do the
That's
legwork.
How I am.
My friend Joel.
You sound like we both pee standing up. That's what you sound like.
My friend Joel, he plans all of our trips and does it all. And I just give him some
Joel
money.
Sounds like he has a vagina.
No, he definitely does not have a vagina.
Oh, are we going to be treated to another 36-minute segment where you don't shut up about Joel's sexual prowess?
We're like,
Joel points at his penis
and
women line up like dogs, sniffing each other's asses at the dog park for a bit of that penis, John.
I don't think so. But he does have a strong personality and a strong character and confidence, and that goes a long way.
Can you just say he's a chubby Mexican?
But he's short. He's 5'6".
Oh, okay. So he's a chubby Mexican, but he's short.
Yeah.
So now I get how it works.
He reminds me of Carmine Ragu from Laverne and Shirley, the big ragu.
The big ragu.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want a piece of that? Who wouldn't want to stir that sauce?
I'm just saying. Well, it's churned somebody's butter. I don't want to slam dance.
Very
him.
Damaged women, it sounds like.
He's fun to be around, but he's a tad moody.
All I know about Joel.
And he's great at travel planning.
I made one request to the guy that he contact me so I could start being a slumlord like he is.
Yeah.
Because he just buys apartments.
Yeah.
And then turns them into tenements.
Yeah.
And people come over from Ellis
and
Island.
It's gorgeous, too, his buildings.
And they use his showers and they go blind.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, and he wouldn't hook me up. So thanks, Jolie Bear, as Allison calls you. Thanks, JB. Sorry, I wasn't going to buy a slum in your neighborhood. I wanted to buy one locally.
No, he knows, but I didn't give him the information. I was supposed to do that, and I didn't. So that's really on me.
I love how people say that. Like, this day and age, it's any sort of difficulty whatsoever. I'm not asking you to pull out a bird's feather and dip it in ink and then put your ring into the wet wax and have your courier take it over. Yes, you have to type an email. The same thing. I've seen you fire off 500 texts.
Yeah, but those are texts that I want to send. See?
So you don't want to help me get a slum for us to live in.
Yes, I do.
Did you watch the new Judge Dredd movie? We'll be like the Mama Gang on the top floor.
That was a horrible movie you made me do. That's another bad one.
I like that one.
It's so bad. I kept saying, when's it going to get good? And it just never was. It was
really
horrible.
You're a horrible judge when it comes to movies. Judge Dredd, fine film.
Go suck an egg. It's not good.
Back to my girlfriend. She's amazing at coming up with junk to do on vacations.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you.
I like to do
like
the junk.
I want to do the junk too.
But I don't want to plan it.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. When I leave this area, what the hell makes my character change? I'm just the guy who wants to watch Netflix, occasionally go to the gym, and I mean occasionally lately, eat at the same Chipotle I've eaten at 50 times before, and work a job.
Yeah.
So you take my job out of the equation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my day, but I'm supposed to apparently replace that with going to museums and seeing local sites.
I don't like museums, really. I mean, that's not my thing.
I'm not against them. It's just I have no comprehension of how to plan anything. Yeah. Look at where my life is. I'm 33. Yeah.
No.
This is not the result of, you know, careful dedication to the crafting of a timeline here.
I do like modern art. That museum, MoMA, I've been to in New York. I like that. I enjoyed it, but the rest, I mean.
When did you start talking like Norm MacDonald?
When it's like past my bedtime. So.
It's just a lot of.
Anyhow, it's just terrible. I mean, why do you want to go see a bunch of stuff? I mean, unless you have a little kid and you're teaching them about animals and all that. But I mean, a bunch of taxidermy and all that. So, I mean, just. I don't like it.
You sound so tired.
I feel bad.
I'm
going to
get
those.
Us out at like the 40-minute mark. You
I
seem
just
beat.
Feel bad for those animals. You know what I mean?
I feel bad for you. The way you feel about those animals, I look at you right now, and you're like a bear in captivity, just sitting in its own crap with a chain around its neck.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't feel like dancing. It's not yeah. good. Just giving my
You're not
on
one
the
of the
gob.
Good zoo animals. You're one of the bad ones.
I mean, you want jazz hands now? forget it. It's not happening.
We're going to Vegas and Denver.
Yeah.
And Denver, I have no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend partakes of the dubage.
Yeah.
So I think she'll be doing a little of that.
Right.
For me, like maybe I'd see Red Rocks, and I want to see the spot where Stevie Ray Vaughan planted.
Yeah,
right into the cavern or the side of the wall, or okay. whatever the hell, the hill.
All right.
Come on, work with me, man.
It sounds boring. I mean, I don't want to go to Denver. I mean, I want to go Denver and do something fun. I don't want to see rocks and stuff. I guess that's what you do in Denver: smoke weed and look at rocks. And because you smoke,
dude,
so
it's
much
landlocked. Weed. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's on Mediterranean or yeah. what. When I hear vacation, I'm like, cool, yeah. what ocean are we going to?
That's what I think.
That's vacation.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
you don't even swim. That's a thing.
I did when I was fit and young and I didn't have little blubber udders.
But who cares?
The world does.
They don't.
The world.
They really don't. Nobody don't.
I do.
If you're
going
there to
sit in judgment whenever I see someone looking like me without their shirt. I'm like, ah, oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. You
yeah,
gross
you can
bastard.
Say that, but then you go and eat a burger and you forget about them. So who cares?
Yeah,
whatever.
I can't help myself.
You're not marrying them. You don't have to hold their hand at the beach and rub your big man hairy boobies together.
That's how fat gay men get married. They undo their tuxedos.
Oh, yeah.
I just do.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. Like Midnight Express.
But I like to do stuff, and I do like to travel and do all that, but usually someone else is doing all the planning. Somebody else.
I'm being treated to that right now.
Well, that's nice.
She's even paying for a good chunk.
That's nice.
It's great. Are you kidding me? Like, we're going to Denver. She's come up with this scenic route.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, climb a mountain or some junk, but in our car, the way God intended. And you apparently get this great view of, like, all of Colorado. And, like, yeah. hopefully there's a Red Lobster on top of the mountain so we can eat in style.
Oh, my.
That's all I know about Denver. We're going to Vegas. Which...
I've been to Beaver Creek a few times, and I liked it.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Okay.
It's a big... I mean, that's what you go. You go to Vail and Beaver Creek. You go to ski and blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to ski.
Yeah.
I don't want to snowboard. Any person I... ever know that snowboarded has permanent damage from it, and I'm not saying that comedically.
Yeah.
I have one friend, Kaplan, haven't talked to the guy in 10 years, but God yeah. bless him. He dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
Every so often, it would just fall out of the socket.
Yeah.
One time it trapped like his main artery or whatever that was there in yeah. it. He had to call 911 because his temperature plunged and his arm was like
black.
White as a body. Yeah, yeah, white as a corpse.
Yeah.
And another guy did permanent neck damage. I'm like, how is this a sport?
It's fun.
No.
I have skied before.
You might as well tie a red bandana around your head and reenact the finale from The Deer Hunter. That's as much a sport. I think you have better odds of making it out of that unscathed.
You're talking about catching fire. Like we're in the Hunger Games. He's comparing yeah. snowboarding to the Hunger Games.
Let the mockingjays chase me or whatever the hell, the evil mutant dog man face things.
Oh,
get
God.
Me. I like my odds with that more than yeah. I do snowboarding. Same with skiing.
Yeah.
How many celebrities
smashed
you know?
Into trees?
Exactly. Tree. And they've had the best trainers possible.
Yeah.
And they have the best equipment possible. And I'm going there with the bowling lane shoes equivalent of skis.
Yeah.
And a smack on the back. See you at the bottom. I can't risk everything that's in here in this noggin. This is my way out of the slums, Allison.
Oh, golly, Ned. That's great.
So I'm really clueless on Denver. Thankfully, she remembered that Voodoo
cool.
Donuts is out there.
But the nice thing about Colorado, in my experience, outside of Aspen, which I think we've talked about this before, is that it's so laid back. I mean, everyone is just so relaxed. So you have people of all all walks of life, you know what I mean? You
all white walks of life. I don't think they let the colored into Colorado.
I saw some.
I think your name is Zach or Cody. Kyle.
Oh, goodness. But, you have celebrities and they're all in jeans and T-shirts and everyone's relaxed and everybody feels comfortable. You know, it's pretty chill. So I enjoyed it when I was there.
So you did go to Denver?
I was in Denver just for a few hours, but then I went to Vail and Beaver Creek.
Oh, the same way. Like I was in London because I was in Heathrow for 90 minutes.
Well, I was there longer than 90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buying some duty-free smokes?
That's not for me. All right. I'm not there for salad parties.
Vegas, you say Vegas and everyone thinks like, oh, it's the most entertaining city on earth.
But it is. And when you see a show there and you see the same show
somewhere
else.
I'm trying to see Penn and Teller. Like, that's my goal.
I would love to do that. I would love to.
I have two goals in Vegas because when I go to Vegas, I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah.
And I don't really gamble.
Yeah.
So there's not a ton for me to do. It's like I want to eat it in and out a lot.
Yeah.
Like I went there back in 2010 and I ate there once. And that's like that gnaws at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was I thinking? It's like I look back at the same way I did my college years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? It's so much wasted time.
Yeah.
What did you do that was better? And that's how I feel about going to In-N-Out once.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I've never really liked burgers, even before I was trying to eat meat.
Oh, God. I know lately I'm not into meat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I was, you remember me and Rich.
Yeah.
The guy dating a T-Rex.
She has a T-Rex arm. Yeah. The rest of her is normal.
Yeah, she is not serpentine in skin. She just has one arm that's like, it makes that noise every time it moves.
Or flaps or whatever it
we,
does.
We would kind of, you know, it's, look, I got a girl now.
Yeah.
I don't have to mince words. It was like a mock man date.
Yeah.
It filled an intimate need in our hearts.
Yeah.
And we would go to various burger joints because that was my food jam. That's
but
how
I
much I
love burgers.
A lot
of guys
burgers.
Do that and do a happy hour or have a burger or whatever and $5.
But it was only food. We never drank together. It was only food because we're both slobs.
But you haven't drank in years, really.
That's true. Since I got into radio, when it was like, okay, you're going to be working Saturday at 8 a.m. and then you're recording your show. I got sick of doing episodes at 3 in the afternoon. I was like, I'm so hungover. And that was just the whole bit.
Yeah.
It was just me hungover on air for an hour. I'd be like, I'd be funnier if I did an outline and weren't hungover. No one, who wants to listen to that? No one wants to listen to this now. And this is like 7 years of work went into this. Can you imagine me hungover and lower energy?
Yeah.
And we got this one over here.
It was right. It was like a cadaverous.
Oh, my God.
A cadaverous
the average
life.
Show, I would be the low energy one.
But we're recording at midnight.
I'm having to kick you in the goddamn uterus just to get you across the finish line.
That old dusty thing?
Ugh. You got like 20-something minutes left. Give me 20 good minutes and I'll take you to Chipotle.
All right. Sounds good.
Every woman in my life has to go to Chipotle.
It's delicious.
It's everyone loves Chipotle.
I mean, it's vegetables.
I'm really full. This is, you know what? I watched my friend Brian eat at Chipotle earlier today, and now I'm going to watch you eat at Chipotle. Yeah. I'm like a Chipotle cuckold. I don't actually eat it. I just sit there and watch other people eat it.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
But I'm going to Vegas, and so far, I'm trying to think, Penn and Teller.
Did you book it?
Nah, I'll do that.
You got to book it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, I tell you what, I wanted to see Siegfried and Roy a number of times. And I just wanted to
To see one show of theirs.
But I just wanted to see it because it was, you know, the thing to see. And you had to see it. And it was phenomenal.
You're
but
talking
every
before
time,
the mauling, right?
Right,
like,
right, right.
They have not performed since, I think.
I don't know.
Speaking
maybe,
of T-Rex arms.
I think they tickled them or something.
What was the name? Malfagor?
I don't.
Melicor?
But every time I went, they were dark, which means they're just not showing. So, I mean, you could be going there, and when you're there, their days could be dark, you know.
Well, I looked it up. It said they're performing Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
Two bumping nights in Vegas.
Well, you got to book it.
I'll book it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
All right.
I guess I'll pick Monday night.
What about Carrot Top? You got to see that, too.
Why would I do that?
Because you love
him. I love my girlfriend. Why would I do that to her?
I don't know. I know he's got a big show over there. I haven't seen it.
I've heard he's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what really pains me.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I want to be removed from it and I want to act like I'm above it.
Yeah.
And say, Carrot Top sucks.
Yeah.
Because I'm an honest dude.
Yeah.
And if I see him and I like him, I'm going to be the douche that gets back behind this mic. And I'm like, well, I have some apologizing to do to Mr. CT.
But any show that I've seen there is
well, it's just the creme de la creme.
Yeah, so you've got to do shows there.
I go to the last time I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I got
it was just whoring in and out.
Not whoring for me. Not I did not actually pay anyone for sex.
But somebody did.
We did not me. I did adult things. I saw like a live topless show or whatever, but that's because like my cousin used to be in the house band for it or some crap like that. You know, it was like Mrs. Pussycat's Happy Hour or whatever they call it out there.
They're all over. So.
Yeah, it was weird just seeing topless chicks like 20 feet in front of you, but they're trying to do things. It's like, nah, just take my money. Why?
Yeah, no hula hooping needed.
Well, no, it was weird. Like, they'd reenact these live scenes and it's supposed to be like all erotic. You know what I mean? Like, the chick's having a dream. Like, she clutches her blanket. You know, like they wheel out actual set pieces.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's paying attention to that? Like, just sit there with some bubble gum with your tits out for 8 minutes.
And you just want one of those things that the old people used to read small letters. The big, huge magnifier.
Exactly. Like the ear horn, but for my eye. Yeah. I just want a telescope.
Yeah.
I want to be able to pick out bumps on your areolas and then turn it to the sky and see Betelgeuse, however they pronounce it.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
Well, I want to see Ursa Major and Ursa Minor.
But you know what? Actually, this
labia major, labia minor.
Gross. Don't say labia. Why did you say that?
I like science.
Oh, golly. I have a friend, actually, who was making $250,000 a year, quit his job, and to celebrate quitting his job and, quote unquote, sticking it to the man.
Why? How is that sticking it to the man?
Listen, I know.
Oh my, that's like the Beatles breaking up. They're like, yay, we're free. Oh, it doesn't get better than that, boys.
Anyhow, and he sent me a text and said, I've ordered myself a really expensive prostitute.
I guess, yeah. I mean.
So I was like, let me know how it goes. And he was like, oh, maybe I should clean up around here or something. And I was like,
why ever pay her an extra $100 to not care? She's a prostitute.
I said, they don't care. Like, I said, you might want to shower. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, is she going to do stuff like ice cubes and like creme de menthe?
Well, we talked about this before. Like, the really expensive ones, you do have to take
a
shower.
They better know. Anyone who isn't a streetwalker, I've heard you shower for. And well, I'm not saying that like I've heard, wink, wink. Like, no. I have not dabbled. I'm too much of a germ freak. I'm sorry. I know condoms are like 90% effective. I mean, some really hot chick where like $50 will whack me off. You'd be like, okay. You know.
It's her hand.
Exactly. What can she really give me? I'll be like, here's some Dial. So here's some antibacterial. Use that.
Or you can just have her use like two corn cobs dish or whatever
gloves.
You have there.
Dish gloves. Yeah, oven mitts.
Anyhow, I said, well, let me know how it goes. He goes, he said, oddly, and he's a really confident guy. And he was like, oddly, I feel a little bit weird or nervous about this. I never did like this before. Not here. Because
they're the one in control. Yeah. You paid them several hundred dollars. So if he's this cocky alpha type.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, shower, lie back, I'll do my thing.
Yeah. Anyhow, so I said, he goes, well, I'll let you know. And he sends me a text the next day and said she cleaned out his wallet.
Oh, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Cleaned out his credit cards and everything. I guess she was like.
Good.
I don't know, 21 or something. I don't know. I think she was supposedly young.
Well, cleaned out in a fraudish way?
Yeah, and so he had to go. And
So he banged a junkie. So he has AIDS and no money. Smart man. Smart.
And I said, what about this girl? I said, I hope it was a fabulous lace. I'll have to tell you the story, but I didn't even get laid, I don't think.
Wow. He didn't get laid, he doesn't think.
Yeah. I mean, I gathered from the messages.
Did she put like a rubber band around two sponges
this
that she put in the
happened.
Microwave?
Like, and he was trying to call me yesterday, but I was working, so I didn't get to get the whole scoop. I was trying to get it on my way home, but he wasn't available then. But he called me several times during the day when I was working, so I wanted to get the whole story. It would have been a good bit, but I'll have to catch it. Once I catch up with him, I'll give our listeners the rest of the story. But yeah, a really high-priced hooker and just cleaned him out.
I want to know what high priced is. I know the average, like, won't give you AIDS one is like 3-ish or something like that.
Let me ask him.
Keeps away the riffraff price.
So I'll send him a message. I don't know. That's terrible. So back to Vegas. So
yeah,
you're going to do.
Well, like I was saying, my plans previously were going to a Vegas strip club because they're pretty permissive. And I did that and it was fun.
Yeah.
And I saw the topless show. I can't do any of that with a girlfriend. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's like really the only legit things I know to do in Vegas are eat, which that's awesome.
Yeah.
You can find a million places to eat in Vegas that are delicious and very cheap for what they are. If you are going to gamble, go to Fremont Street. Why did that guy stare in here? We got 30 minutes, dude.
I don't know.
Oh, he had one of those big round faces where he's really old, but he looks like a baby.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Fremont. What is it? Fremont Avenue?
Yes.
The really cheap where you can do like penny slots and other old people gambling. Like dollar hands of blackjack. I'm down for that. And you can see shows. But as far like, isn't Vegas really like, you just get a hookers and gamble and drink, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's kind of, I'm glad I have her to plan like a legit vacation.
Like 15 years or whatever, they were trying to kind of gear it up and make it more towards families.
It's become much more legitimate lately.
A lot of, you know, the things have like roller coasters and things for kids to do and the water slides and... But really, it is about the nightlife, going to the clubs, you know, being seen and seeing everyone else and celebrities and the Hard Rock and blah, blah, blah. And gambling, of course. Yeah.
It's really.
That's
at the end of the day, it's built on getting you drunk.
Yeah.
Getting you to gamble and sinking your money.
Yeah. Which is neither one of us.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe it's a cheapness thing. For my money, $10 minimum hands on the strip. F that. It's really expensive.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's cheap.
That's $100 out of your wallet and like.
Yeah. But I know people who play $500 hands.
Well, yeah, because they really like to gamble. I really don't.
No, I don't either. I mean, I just think about what that money could go towards, you know? Like, oh, that's a car payment. Oh, that's this.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That is 100%. I'm like,
oh, that's my insurance.
That could have been a delicious meal. Yeah. And when I win, I never feel good.
There's my gym dues.
Yeah. I guess I'm Mr. Glasses half empty because I'm always just like, this is what I lost there and that's what I lost there.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I played roulette and I went up $20 and you're never just like, I got $20. Let's call it a day. No, you let it ride. Yeah. 2 seconds later, you're down 60. And you're like, son of a... I just had the up. Now I'm down.
Not good. I'm with you.
Thank God I do not have that vice.
I won $2.25, and I was like, I put in a quarter.
Yeah, I can do scratcher gambling. That is what I'm good at. Like, hey, look, I got two extra dollars, so give me two hot dogs, Rajid. That is the extent of what I find happy as a gambler.
Oh, gosh. I mean, not cool. Speaking of gambling, what about my friend who won the lottery? How about that?
That is a transition right there.
Yeah.
Nice, nice segue.
You're welcome.
You're trying. You're tired. You're not a radio vet like myself.
That's right.
Why a whole 5 years as a board app. I'm practically, practically vested.
Yeah.
You have a friend. You've mentioned him previously.
Several times. He plays in a band with my other friend. Correct.
Which other friend?
Huh?
I know you're just... do I know the guy, the other friend?
No.
Okay. So you have a friend.
Yeah.
How old is he again?
I think now he's 47.
He's like 47. He's pretty well preserved for 47. He's got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
He's
a lot of hair.
So that's all you have to be good looking at an older age. You said he has a dick down to his knee.
Correct.
You're like, my trachea is bruised.
From my vagina.
Yeah.
That's right.
So the guy is set up. Oh, and he's a hairstylist. And he's straight. Like, he's all about the vag.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
So it's shooting ducks in a barrel. It's just like he's cutting hair.
And banging them.
Yeah. And the chick sticks her elbow out and just feels the edge of a glands.
Yeah,
and she's like, wait, it's down to there?
Well, because he's got two hands in her hair. She's like, how can he have another arm?
Exactly. Why did that baby's fist?
Yep.
So this man, who's already won the lottery in so many ways.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a musician goes, I think there's, you know.
The whatever. It doesn't even matter. He could be a musician like Def Leppard's drummer. He could be missing his one arm. And he'd still be a winner with that head of hair and that dick in that profession. But what else happened to this man? because you couldn't, you know, you wanted to talk about him on air. I assume something else awesome has happened.
Well, he won $575,000 in the lottery.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would God? No.
He needed more blessings.
No one really needs to win the lottery, that I know. It needs to be like a truck driver in Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, God should take his penis away.
Exactly, yeah.
Here you can have all this money, but now you have a thimble penis.
That sounds fair.
That's right. You can't have all that money and that hog.
Exactly. And I don't want to say dick cancer because that could spread, it could metastasize. But like a motorcycle accident where his dick is just like, they just chop something out of the middle of it. And then they just have to take the tip. Like what happened to Cotton Hill's legs?
Yeah.
When they took his foot and just sewed it to his knee because he lost his shins in World War II?
Yeah.
That's what I want to happen to his dick. Like just the majority is missing, but they find the head and they're like, do you want us to sew the head onto the stump that's left?
Oh, goodness.
But he has all the money left. Yeah. Like insurance covers it. I don't want him losing his dick and his money. That would be unfair.
Yeah.
So tell me this. How did this man win 500?
Just went to the liquor store and bought a ticket. And
while buying like wine to drink with a beautiful lady and then hump.
I mean, he really does have a line enough. I don't think, you know. He doesn't probably have a problem in getting ladies' departments.
So why would God?
Yeah.
Like, I know people look at Israel and Palestine. They're like, can you believe in God and see that? This is why. This is my existential crisis. This guy purchased the ticket using his dick like an elephant's nose.
Correct.
Like, he's got two hands full of liquor. And the clerk's like, how are you going to get that ticket? And the guy just gives him a wink.
Oh, golly, Ned.
So how much money does he actually get? This is the only part that will make me happy. Like, after taxes, isn't that $18?
I don't know. I'm not sure. They do take a sizable amount. But even if they took half of it, you know what I mean? That's still a nice chunk of change for nothing. I mean, he paid a $4. And I guess he won $4 or something. And he said, just give me a mixed ticket or whatever they call it. The potluck.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck. And so they gave it to him, and then he didn't even check it or look at it until the following day. And then he went in there, and while he was having them check it to see if he won anything on it,
a beautiful lady blew him.
Correct. Well, that was happening. And then they were making jokes, and he was doing small talk, like, you know, has the store ever had a big winner and blah, blah, blah. And just then, I guess the machine lit up and blah, blah, blah.
You know, the only way that story could have ended in a way that made me happy.
He stepped down and got hit by a bus.
Yeah, he asked, has there been a winner? And the clerk says, there has been now. And then he pulls out a rifle and murders your friend and takes his ticket.
Oh, golly, Ned. I'll tell him you said that. He'll appreciate it.
No, he's now my best friend.
Yeah.
Because he can turn this into, like, he can buy me a studio at this point.
Yeah.
Where
but
does
he hasn't.
Live?
He hasn't told anybody about it. It's not like he posted it on Facebook or anything. And matter of fact,
well, you can't. Doesn't it ruin your life? Especially because the poor. Okay, I'm not a classist.
Yes, you are.
Poor people are effing awful.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hear that, like, post taxes, he got $277,000 or whatever the hell. Yeah. They're going to act like that is $4.9 million. Because they have no comprehension of money.
Yeah.
Because they have so little. Hearing $1,000 to them is like a windfall. They're like, oh my God, did you really get all those thousands? They want to act like that guy just got the Andy Dalton contract.
Yeah.
Oh, did I date this episode? Andy Dalton may or may not have gotten like $100 million earlier today. Bengals quarterback, ginger, mediocre, no playoff wins, yet $100 million.
Oh, golly.
Yeah. So like,
so back to the hooker dude. He said it was like $400 an hour and the no sex thing was my fault. I think I was.
What? How? That's like going to a restaurant and it's like, well, what did you eat? Well, that's the one part we didn't get to. How do you have a hooker over for an hour and it wasn't just an hour of plowing?
He was too drunk, he said.
Get your ass eaten.
I mean, maybe he did. I don't know. But I'm saying it wasn't like, you know, there weren't chandeliers and everything. I didn't ask him blow by blow.
So
I didn't tell him
so
we were talking
drunk
about this on the radio either. Like, we're doing a bit. Give us the play-by-play.
Damn dummy.
I don't know. He's got loads of money.
Back to baby arm dick.
Yes, correct.
That's who I want to talk about.
It is. He does have a
baby arm. Oh, that's just on the tip of everyone's tongue. Baby arm dick.
Yeah.
All right, so what made me laugh the most about this after
he just won.
After I cried and cried and cried because it's like this guy's a big dong and has aged well.
Yeah.
And now he's a ton of money.
Yeah.
Can you read just how bad, because where does he live again?
Frederick,
Maryland.
Correct.
Referred to as Fredneck because it's very farmy. My mom, born and raised in Frederick, Maryland. Yeah. And she's, you know, her dad was fresh off the Greek boat.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the hell we wound up there instead of New York City, which would have been, you know, nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, that's how you do. If there's somebody went to a university or if you have a cousin there, that's kind of your lead in to some junk hole like Frederick or Winchester or, you know what I mean?
Usually
like,
it's
where
like,
do you live?
You're you like got Manassas. Divorced and it was the place you could afford.
I'm just saying.
This is the quality of journalism you get. When it comes to Frederick, they have an actual article about Allison's friend.
Yeah, yeah. They blew it up.
And here's what nice little douchey title. We have $575,000 prize strikes a power chord for Frederick hairstylist slash musician. I get it. I also love that he has to sneak in the musician part there. Yeah. That would be like if I won and they're like, locksmith. And it should be roughly 1,000 periods after that. And radio host.
Lady killer.
Yeah. That is the one part that makes me think I am better than this dude. Because I'm not in any other way.
But the thing is that...
But at least I don't have to insert that I'm a musician. Because it's like, I'm sorry, dude. What makes your living again? I mean, now it'll just be interest checks.
But I think because he mentions it in the story that he mentioned, he just shared this experience with one person and they celebrated that night, who's also a musician. And, you know, they went through lean times together and, you know.
Until they learned the art of the hair.
I don't think the other guy's a hairstylist.
And he's holding up the check.
Correct.
And covering his face with it.
Yes.
Like a Japanese woman who's been raped and is hiding herself in shame.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, like when the Chinese came over. Or I'm sorry, it was the Japanese that raped the Chinese when they took over Nanking for a while.
I'm slap happy. This is not good.
And they're all just like, oh, great shame.
Oh.
He's got the check over his face.
Correct.
And with his free hand, he's making the sign of the beast. He's got the two horns up because he wants you to know when these hands aren't holding scissors, they're rocking out.
That's right.
I like it when you completely lose it and you just laugh at everything.
It's past my bedtime.
Allison quivers. Can't get enough of it.
But the thing about it is he is a very funny guy. He's very quick-witted.
Look, I'm not knocking him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm me, 33, with a gut, living at home.
Yeah.
I'm knocking the rich 47-year-old with a big dick. Yeah, I'm really sticking it to him, Allison.
You showed him.
Exactly. I zinged him with my two live viewers on this episode of Papa's Basement that's going out on YouTube right now.
He's going to be sore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yep. There you have it.
I love letting the show just stop for a minute. I think everything needs to catch a breath.
Oh, gosh. Well, do you want to hear about the threesome story or no?
You know, that can bring us home. That's you on your little outline that you wrote for the show, you had millionaire friend Big Dick.
I don't think I put that
and
there.
And the last thing you wrote on the outline was threesome story.
So I have this friend, this Instagram friend, right?
Okay.
And he's got this very attractive girlfriend, but he does photography. So I like some of his photos and he likes some
of
my
photos.
Can I
see them? Like him or her specifically, you know?
Yeah.
I think my girlfriend stopped watching by now, so I can. I can ogle.
I didn't load any of her by herself. Let me see. Here's a picture of the two of them. Let me see.
Okay, that's fine. I can figure out which is which.
Oh, well, here's her being silly.
Let me see.
That's her.
Yeah, not bad, sure.
Yeah. And then...
What is she, Bolivian or some junk?
That's it. Just this day right there.
Oh, there's... Oh,
wait.
I probably shouldn't have kept flipping to the right.
No, because that's part of the story. That's
all.
Oh,
okay. I don't want to see this anymore.
No, you do. You do. Hold on.
No, I just saw something I really don't want to see.
I know, but that's part of the story. Okay, so you've seen him. He's a nice guy.
I've seen a lot of him now.
And this is him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's him shirtless. I kept flipping to the right.
No. Listen. So his girlfriend, the model.
That's not that.
Wait.
That's not a picture of hers.
Huh? Yes.
That penis isn't hers that I just saw. That would be his penis.
Hold on. So you're going to get ahead of the story.
Well, I'm sorry. I just flipped through your phone.
No.
And hit right several times and then just saw a picture of a flaccid dick being held. So I'm a little in shock right now.
But you aren't, because you've seen lots of them. You have one in your pants right now.
Not like that.
No. So he's a nice looking guy and she is a nice looking woman.
Sure.
Okay. So he says his girlfriend, the model
here. Somehow he's hitting on you.
And he does that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not exactly open in an open relationship. Anyhow,
they are. She doesn't know it though.
She says she wants to do a threesome. And this is her
thing. Very controlled environment. Hey, that's half the battle. I've tossed that out jokingly in Vegas. Right. I'm like, hey, if we're in Vegas, can we?
Yeah.
And I get an icy stare. And she's like, sure, I'll bang another dude in front of you.
Yeah. And that's what she said.
Let's that's not a threesome. That's just you witnessing rape.
No, everyone's involved. And so he says, you know what? He said, you know what? Do you think this is crazy? Because I'm going along with it and all this stuff.
He's going to see his chick piped.
Well, they're piping her together, and it's a threesome, so everyone's having fun. Oh,
you know what? That's okay if you're really drunk and it's the only way you're hitting it. If you're premeditating it, you're gay.
So here is the guy that she invites for the threesome. A model. He's a model. Magazine.
Tay
published.
Diggs. Yeah, Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs is not handsome, but this guy has a handsome face.
Well, I saw more of that guy, too.
Listen. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is him.
The guy in question is the most chiseled black guy. He makes the Old Spice black guy look like a fat, like Barry White, like fat effing slob. And was that his dick too, next to the other dick?
So I said, he said, yeah. And then
that's not a real penis. If that is a real penis,
it's his.
Turn it away. No, just turn it away. You're making it stare. No, I'm like the Godfather staring at Sonny Corleone on the slab.
And so
I don't want to see it.
You know, so my girlfriend.
What have they done to my boy?
She took pictures and stuff. So that's his package.
Oh, wait. She visited him and just took erect penis pictures?
No. I mean, they were all together and they happened to take some photos.
That guy's so thin because his organs get sucked into that thing to make it that big. That's not real.
That's where you hide your spleen.
That's not real.
Your 9-pound spleen.
Had you told me
yeah.
there were no special effects involved when Elliot and E.T. go flying on the bike, I would find that more believable than the picture you just sent me.
I mean.
I don't want to see it. Don't. That's nice. Really. Okay.
Now we know where to get shade at the beach.
Good God. That would not be allowed as a baseball bat.
But the thing is,
in Major League Baseball.
After they do this, and he says they did have fun and all of this
stuff. Oh, wait, his chick got pumped by that?
Yes.
And they had fun? She had fun? With that?
Yes.
Did they put like duct tape around the middle so she knew how far she could go down on it without losing like vital organs, without getting them popped out of her mouth? It's like when I have to drill holes of a certain depth and I put electrical tape around the drill bit. Did he have to do that with his prick?
Maybe.
Did he cut it off at the 14-inch mark?
But what was bad after that is that you don't want to have a threesome with someone who's hideously unattractive. I mean, that's bad. But I guess in a sense, for your own ego, if he's hideous and he's not good in the sack,
yeah,
then it
I
makes
want someone
you look
that
like...
makes me look like, exactly, Tarzan by comparison. That man premeditated every white dude's deepest nightmare. He got the most virile, chiseled black dude to bang the mother F out of his girlfriend in front of him.
Yes.
If that happened to me, I would say, oh, would you pardon me for a minute? And then I would recreate Private Pyle's last scene.
But can you believe that? Like, that's crazy. Like, it's kind of that, you know, do you want someone who's hideously unattractive and someone who doesn't know their way around the bedroom? I guess maybe then you think, well, see, you wanted this, and now it's not going so well.
I would rather watch a German Shepherd.
But instead you got
F my girlfriend than that.
You've got Lenny Kravitz here, who's ripped. He's tatted.
Yeah, it's not. It's Lenny Kravitz is the size of that man's penis.
I think so. Like, hand that thing a guitar.
Yeah, and Lenny Kravitz is not short. Lenny Kravitz is 6'2 or something. There needs to be a different word for that thing. It's like you see a go-kart next to a Lamborghini. You don't refer to them both as cars.
Yes, you do. Yes. Anyhow, but here's the kicker. Here's what's terrible.
Oh, he got her pregnant? she left the one guy for the huge dick guy? Yeah, that's a real hoot-a-roo. What a knee slapper.
No, but afterwards, she kept comparing it and talking about his monumental personality.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, but that's
how dumb is your friend? How goddamn dumb is he?
Like, how
it's
great
one
it
thing
was,
if the guy has like a half inch on you. This guy, he's like exponentially, he's geometrically bigger. It's like take the amount of extra inches and then shrink it and put it in the upper right of the number. That's how much bigger it is. It's like my dick cubed.
Yeah, you have to unroll it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good. I mean,
that guy needs two rulers to take
a
length.
The thing about
picture.
It is that he sent the other one, and that's himself, which you can see. I mean, he does well for himself, you know.
Hey, look. Patrick Ewing, an amazing basketball player, but compared to MJ, you know, a certain man in the same era, you can be one of the best of all time, but...
But this guy's pretty thin.
That's nothing. That is nothing. By comparison.
I mean, anyhow.
In any other circumstances, that would be an incredible dick to have.
Yes. That's true. But I said, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe you did that. I mean, the guy's a model, published model, not just someone like, quote unquote, Instagram model.
He could be
or
a
whatever.
Dick model. Like, not just his body or his face, which are also amazing. He could be a dick model.
That's right.
Like, he's too big for porn. Do you understand? And I'm not saying that to be comedic.
No,
he would have to do like gonzo porn where the whole point is to gape a woman to the point she needs diapers for a month.
Not good.
I'm depressed knowing that dick exists and he let that bang his chick in front of him. And
yeah.
And Dumbelina wouldn't yeah. shut up about how much better it felt. I mean, does she not care about the relationship?
That's what I said.
Do you
want
to take the Japanese bullet train to Splitsville? Because that's on it. That's how you do it.
I know. That is just not cool.
Here's how you stay together. I really couldn't feel a difference. Ta-da! Oh, my God. It's so much bigger. Like, can we even refer to what we have as sex now?
He was there, so he's seen it. So it's not like they were apart. So why would you have to just reiterate how
yeah.
big it was and how fabulous it is?
I don't know if I need to, like, jerk off or kill myself.
We should buy it a crown and a velvet cape. Like,
really?
You just can't.
I know.
You can't say those kinds of things. Like, why would she do that? That's pretty insensitive to me.
Just
yeah.
put that thing in a manger surrounded by three wise men. That's how beautiful it is. It is all of mankind's forgiveness and hopes and dreams.
Anyhow, they're still together, and I don't know.
Oh, by a thread. Why would you be with her after that? Why? Sexually, she's ruined. Sexually, like, if she didn't walk out of that going, ow, never again, you're cooked. If she was like, well, I thought it'd be too big, but instead I experienced fulfillment I never knew existed before. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. But he's got a nice personality. You know, he's good. He brings her flowers.
Why? I don't.
I know. I'm just saying.
That makes so beyond zero. And she's dumb as hell, too. She is really a dumb bag of S. She just won't. Like, she's just sitting there and cooks dinner for him and brings him each a plate. And then she's looking off in the distance. And all I can think about is, oh, God, she's imagining that goddamn Moby Dick getting run up in her again.
Oh, gosh. I mean, but then what if you have the troll there? I mean, then you're going to tolerate a troll and...
Then you both laugh about it, and it brings you closer together. You've made zero compelling argument against the troll there. That'd be great. That's who you want in a threesome. You want to see your chick sucking off Clint Howard. And then you're both like, wasn't it small? Wasn't it ugly? Isn't sex with me so much better? That's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but what about chicks? What if you're going to have a threesome in Vegas with your chick?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to let her have a troll ugly chick there?
Why is this old bitch sticking her head in?
I don't know.
You got the room at 7, honey. Until then, F off.
Yes, sweetie. Ugh. Really? So, I mean, are you going to have a trollsome threesome?
I mean, I takes what I gets.
So you're okay having the bag lady and your girlfriend?
Good Lord. I mean, if that's what is offered...
But you're not taking the model.
Well, okay. Again, that would be my girlfriend's problem if she lets me have sex with a 10 in front of her.
Yeah. But what about a 10 man? You're just not doing a man.
No.
A man's not coming to the party.
No. No. Especially because we don't really do much.
Yeah.
I want to believe that isn't due to me being what I am. Like, if a dude comes into the bedroom and he has 6 months worth of sex that I've had with her in the span of 2 hours. Yeah, guess who's flying home alone? This guy.
Not good.
Enjoy Denver. I'm tapping out. Bye.
Yeah. Well, that's not good. I can't believe he did that. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, but it's nice that he's willing to make that sacrifice for his girlfriend.
What girl actively seeks that out? Like, that threesome...
What guy seeks that out? Guys seek threesomes out all the time.
Yeah, the good kind. Like, 90% of dudes that are like, would you do another dude in front of me? That's for their own sexual gratification.
Yeah.
But, like, I just... Why? Ruined. That's the word. Ruined.
Yeah. But you're willing to do it with a chick, so then you're saying that it wouldn't be ruined. If it was with a woman.
Here's
a beautiful woman.
One of a thousand differences. After it happened, I'd never speak of it again. I'd let it die. And when I had sex with my girlfriend, I'd say, wasn't that great? No comparisons would ever be drawn.
I can't believe
it. I wouldn't
it.
Rub her nose in it like a dog that asked on the carpet.
Yeah, I mean, to talk about, like, he would say, oh, she talked about the way it felt and all this stuff. Like, he was there. Like, isn't that enough? Isn't he doing
haven't
you
done enough
of,
to the guy?
Enough of a favor.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
This beautiful.
That is the worst goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Ugh.
Not good.
Yeah. All right. Let's punch out.
All right.
We got... Goddamn meerkat manor staring into this window.
It's pretty chatty out there.
Yeah, maybe they don't like hearing what we're talking about. Or maybe they're all worked up having a geriatric F-fest out there. All right, Allison, thank you for bringing it.
Welcome.
That was a lovely story.
You're welcome.
You want to get
photos.
Yeah, that was nice. You're like, oh, look at this beautiful model lady. Flip to the right. I'm expecting something of her. No, just an erect black penis.
Not just anyone.
Oh, my God. Looks like the object at the beginning of Space Odyssey. Goddamn monkeys should be murdering each other with bones in front of that obelisk.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. All right. You want to get a hold of her. It's at Allison Frank on Twitter and Instagram, ALLIS0NFrank. I'm John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement on both of those lovely services. This is the Papa's Basement show, hosted at inpapasbasement.com. Go there for all the episodes as well as my writing. If you do the podcast subscription thing, we offer our show via both Stitcher and iTunes in papasbasement.com/Stitcher, in papasbasement.com/iTunes. You can figure out which goes to which. Give us a rating. Tell your friends. Blah, blah, blah. Please make something happen for this goddamn show. Something. Before I'm watching my girlfriend get gutted out and thinking it's a good idea. What a dumb son of a bitch. All right, later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.